I want to talk about a Rashi in Parshas Toldos, and I want to say a mahalach in the Rashi that I'm not 100% sure about. I'm going to present it, and we'll talk and learning about it as time goes on. A little chiddushtika approach to a Rashi. In Parshas Toldos, it says that Yitzchak became blind right before he gave the brachas to Yaakov. And it was when Yitzchak was old, and his eyes became weak from seeing. Rashi, three pshatim. Pshat number one, be'oshnan shel elu, from the smoke of the wives of Esav who are Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the smoke damaged Yitzchak's eyes. Dabar acher, kishenek ad agabi hamizbeach, when Yitzchak was bound on the mizbeach, and his father wanted to shecht him. At that time, the Shemayim opened up. And the Malachim saw. And they were crying. And their tears went down. And they fell on his eyes. Lefikach kahu einav, therefore his eyes became weak. And this comes from a Medrash Rabbah. I just want to read it. The lashon of the Medrash Rabbah is a draft different. Just an interesting lashon. The Medrash Rabbah itself says, "V'nashru dima'is me'einehem, tears fell out of their eyes. Lefsoich einav into his eyes." And they were like, it was like a roshim, there was an impression in his eyes. They affected his eyes. Bekivan shehizkin, and as soon as he got old, kahu einav, his eyes became weak. Interesting lashon that his eyes were rishumais besoich einav. It was nirsham in his eyes. So we're going to continue the mahalach that we started with last week, which is the Briya Chaticha, and about understanding what the inyan of the Avos is, that there was once an Adam Arishan, a great, great, great Adam Arishan, tremendous Madregas, and so on, that we discussed, and Adam Arishan did a chait, and there was many, many Yeridas, but the humanity bumped down many, many Yeridas, the chait of Adam, the Mabul, the Daraflaga, until Adam was Bishfal HaMadrega, much lower Madrega than he had been before. And the job of the Avai, starting with Avram Avinu, is to restore L'Hachzer HaTorah L'Yoshna, to restore the grandeur of Adam Rishon, to bring back that Adam Rishon. Klal Yisrael is Adam. Adam Atem. Atem Kriyam Adam. Klal Yisrael is that Adam, and starting with the Avai. Adam is called Avraham Avinu is called Ha'adam Hagadol Ba'anakim, the great Adam amongst giants. Not just Stam and Adam, but Avraham Avinu was ready, went back to a different type of Adam. Ha'adam Hagadol, the great Adam. I want to chazer over in Ramban. I mentioned a few times last year, but I didn't mention it so many times this year. So I want to chazer it over. But the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was explaining why he's bringing the Mabul. Yomer Hashem, and Hashem says, Lo yodoin ruchi ba'odam. My ruach won't dwell within Adam anymore. Won't stand within Adam anymore. La'olam forever, b'shagam hu basar, because he's also basar. Dr. Ramban, v'hanochin be'enai, and I think the pshat in this is ki yomar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says la'ya'amoy ruchi ba'adam la'olam, my ruach won't stay in man forever, v'avur shagam ha'adam hu basar, the person is also acting like basar. Like all flesh which creeps on the ground, Adam is also acting like basar. Ve'einenu ro'oi li'ois ruach aleikim bekirbo. It's no longer ro'oi that the ruach, that the ruchnias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dwell within him. Ve'ho'inyan lo'imar. Ki ho'aleikim also esa adam yashav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Yashar lehiyaisa kemalachim yashoris, to be like malachim with the ruchnias that he put in him, benefesh anosan boy, to have that ruchnias, like malachim have ruchnias. V'hinei nimshach acharei habasar, and Adam was nimshach after the flesh, he was nimshach after gashmias, ubetayvois hagufnias, and with physical tayvois, nimshal ka behemois nidmo, he acted like a behemah. V'lochein lo yagun oid ruach elekim bekirbeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his ruach away from such a person. Ki hu gufni, because he's physical, lo yeloiki, he's not a godly. He's not ruchniistic. That's the mahalach of what was happening to Adam. That's the mahalach of the Yerida that was happening to Adam, that he was becoming more and more a guf b'li neshama. After the chait of Adam Arishan, his neshama departed, separated from him to the point that he now became a Baal Misa. Before the chait of Adam, he would have never died. His neshama was so davuk in his guf, was so together, such a good shidduch with his guf that he would never die. The chait uprooted his neshama a little bit, and now it's shayach for Adam to die. And now before the Mabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying even more, that he's so nimshach achar ha-behemus that his ruach left him a little bit. His neshama is leaving him. He's becoming more and more daima to a behema. That's what Rav Huttner said. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, he made one tzivoy was the creation of animals, and a separate tzivoy was the creation of Adam. Nase Adam, a separate tzivoy. It doesn't say Nase Adam v'chayis. Nase Adam u'behemais. It doesn't say that. It says Nase Adam. After the Mabel, there was also a Nasa Adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to come out into the world. The Nasa Adam. But over there, it's Vayizkar Elokim Es Noach V'Yeskola Behema V'Yeskola Chaya. Includes Noach with the whole Bria, with all the Behemas and Chayas. Because there was a Yerida to Adam. It used to be that it was Adam, and 100,000 steps below him was Behema. Now Adam and Behema became much closer, much more similar to each other. It used to be that an animal wouldn't attack an Adam. Adam was so much higher than a behemoth. After the Mabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns the animals that they shouldn't attack people. Because Adam became more daima to a behemoth. So if Avraham Avinu is going to be chayzer, if Avraham Avinu is going to return himself, to restore the godless of Adam, so part of that is to reinsert his neshama into his guf. To reintroduce his neshama to his guf, to bring back that kedusha, that the guf itself should have kedusha to it, like Adam Arishans. To get rid of the ra that became part of the guf of Adam. To get rid of the gashmias that became part of the guf of Adam, and the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reintroduce ruchnias and kedusha into the guf of Adam. That's part of Avram's goal if he's going to be machzer, the madreg of Adam Rishon Kaidem Machet. And the Mila was, and Avram, just like Adam had many, many steps to his Yerida, Avram Avinu had many, many steps to his Aliyah. Hikeres Boirei, Kivshan Ha'esh, Lech Lecha, Mila, Akeda, all different steps. Till he reached the full Madrega. So the Mila was one chashuv step, one chashuv madrega where Avram Avinu was machzir neshama islevgara meisim. Avram Avinu restored a neshama into himself. He brought kedusha back into his guf. The arla, which is the skin that's cut off by the Mila, the arla only grew on Adam after his chait. It's a simen of chait. It's a simen of timtum alev. The timtum on the guf is a simen on the arlas haguf, is a simen on the arlas alev. It's a simen of that blockage in the heart, that lack of the ability of the kedusha to penetrate. And when Avraham Avinu cut off that arla, it was a simen of a tremendous restoration of kedusha to the guf. which exists in the guf of every yid, so much so that the Gemara says in Nedarim that if someone makes a neder, that he's not going to have any hana from people with a bris milah. He's not allowed to have hana from a yid, even if the yid does not have a bris milah. Because every yid has the kedusha that bris milah represents. That's the kedusha of bris milah. One of the steps of Adam's returning to the madrega of Adam. When a guf, when a person's body becomes niskadesh, that means that it becomes more sensitive, more movable by the seichel, by kedusha. It becomes, instead of being in milchama with the person's seichel, it becomes a soldier in the army of the person's seichel. It reacts to the person. The person is shoylet on his guf. The guf is nichna to kedusha. It responds to kedusha. And we know that what exists within the world of a person himself affects the whole world. If a person will open the sefer Derech Hashem, Lavashal, it says in that sefer, it describes the different things in the mahalach of the day of a person. And the first thing we do in the morning is we wash negavasa. And if you look in the Derech Hashem, he describes that when a person on his own body washes the tumah off his body, it affects a tremendous, it flushes tumah out of the world. It affects the whole world, the tumah starts leaving the world. Because what an Adam does, like we discussed last week, that's what instigates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa on the world. When Avraham Avinu reached the point that his guf is nichna to his neshama, that his guf listens more carefully to the commands of his seichel, what that does is not only does his guf listen, but that means the whole olam hateva, the whole natural world, becomes more in the hands of Adam. Just like if an Adam loses control of his body, and Adam loses control, that his guf becomes detached from kedusha, and he no longer has that same shlita over his guf. So too a person exists within the world of teva, that the world of teva exists. A person has no ability to change what exists in the world of teva. The world of teva has a mind of its own. It rains, the sun rises, the moon comes out, and it has a mind of its own. When a person is zeicha, like Avraham Avinu was zeicha then, through the bris milah, to be makadish the guf, to be machnia the guf under the command of the seichel, that affects that in the velt also, the velt becomes under the shlita of Avraham. The physical world, when the Adam is machnia, the physical part of himself, it also affects that the physical world becomes under his shlita. It says about Adam Arishan that Adam Arishan, that his ankle was weakened the light of the sun, was mache is the lashon, I think. It weakened the light of the sun. Adam Arishan was so bright that his ankle weakened the light of the sun. And what does it say, the ankle, Dafka? Because the ankle is the part of Adam that's the furthest away from his seichel. Now, even the part of him that's the furthest away from his seichel still outshone the sun. What is that trying to say? Because the sun, as we know, represents the world of teva. The world of teva. We didn't used to have such a thing called nature. There used to be that you were able to see, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, you were able to see that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Things didn't just happen by themselves. You saw that everything came from Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid his presence in the Bria in the world of Teva. And the king of Teva, the melech of Teva, is the sun. Adam Arishan, when he was created, was so heilig, his guf was so nichnat his neshama, his ankle, the lowest part of him, the far most distance from seichel, was such an evid to his seichel, that he outshone the sun. In other words, he was shailed on the whole Seder HaTeva. He was shailen on the melech of Teva, and Kol Shekein all his avodim. He outshone the sun. And if Avraham Avinu is becoming Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, coming back to that Madrega of Adam HaRishon, so then that means that that's part of what's happening to Avraham Avinu, returning to that Madrega of Shlita over the physical world. And Taka, that's 100% what happened when Avraham Avinu got the Bris Milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu at the time of the Tzivri of the Milah and said, Avraham, I want to tell you something, you're going to have a son. And Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to have a son. I looked in the stars, and the stars, which is the Teva, the stars say that I'm not going to have a son. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said words that echo in Klal Yisrael till today, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches maybe in Shabbos, I don't remember exactly. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Tzei Me'atz Tugninas Shalcha, go away from your astrology. Stop looking at what the Teva says. What the Teva says has nothing to do with you. Ein mazal Yisrael. You're not nichna. You don't have to be machni yourself to the Teva. Because now you are mekayim the mitzvah, that this mitzvah is mashlit you on your Teva. And just like it's mashlit you on your Teva, that has the effect on the whole Bria, that it's mashlit you on the seder, the whole Seder of the Teva of the Bria. So Tzei Me'atz Tugninas Shalcha is right by the mitzvah of Milah. This Tzei Me'atz Tugninas Shalcha was the beginning of something that became a crucial part of Klal Yisrael. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, is a mitzvah that puts the Chiddush HaLavana, the decision of when is Rosh Chodesh, into the hands of Klal Yisrael. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. So much so that the Yerushalmi says, very, very, very famous Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says that we all know that a girl who's under 3 years old, if her besulim are broken, they'll grow back. But a girl over 3 years old, if her besulim are broken, the besulim will not grow back. And the Yerushalmi says that if someone will be... How does it work with the... Right. If someone will be born on a girl, at the time that l'chayra l'fi the cheshbin, she should be over three. It's her birthday. It's over past her birthday. And the besulim should be chayzer. But chazal are not mechadish the levana that week. Then they push it off a few days. The eidim don't come. The Bezdin decides not to say Mekudesh HaChodesh Mekudesh. So therefore, it didn't yet reach her birthday. It says Besulei HaChayzer. Her Besulim come back. Chazal said it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh. That means that the whole Teva, the whole Seder HaTeva is under the feet of Dayanan. Under the feet of a Bezdin, of Dayanan. Torah is Leiv HaShemayim, Klal Yisrael are the Koyvim. And I wonder if this Inyan is Merum is in the first Rashi, one of the first Rashis in the Parsha. It says in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel that Lasilavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Maiti Chama Min Artika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the sun out from its case, from its purse, from its covering, and the sun is going to become so strong that Tzadikim Zoichim Ba Urishayim Nidayim Ba. Tzadikim will get Tzchar from the sun and Rishayim will get punished from the sun. L'chayru, what this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop hiding behind the sun. The sun is not going to look like an independent source of light, but rather the clarity of the existence of Hashem and the godless of Toiv and the Toiva of Ra is going to become so clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Moitzi Cham Min Artika, and immediately it's going to affect to give schar to tzaddikim and punishment to Rishayim. We're not going to be in a situation anymore where Rishayim could get good things and tzaddikim could get bad things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take this chama out min artika. Sounds to me a little bit like it's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rip off the hester of the world, the confusion of the world. There's going to be clarity. The Sfarim say that that's talking about the Or HaGanuz, which was taka, the Or that existed before the sun came about. And sure enough, when Avraham Avinu was sitting here recovering from the Bris Milah, Kechayim Hayayim, Rashi says, Hayitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. Shaloi L'Hashrichai Ba'orchem. But this Lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have picked a lot of ways not to be Matrichim Ba'orchem. But this Lashon of Hayitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika is exactly the Lashon of Chazal, but what's going to be L'Hasid Lavei? When there's not going to be any more this Seder of Teva. So I hear a little bit in the words of Hayitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika, which Mamash is a description of the return of the Or HaGanuz, of the return of that apparency, the clarity of the Rabbanu Shlomo's Hashgacha, that there is no Teva. Right when Avraham Avinu does his Milah, that we see that that's a Koyach, that Avraham Avinu was Koyna with his Milah. You look upset?
I'm just a little sticking with old all of it. What's Pshat? I was saying, what's Pshat? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hayitzi HaChama Min Artika, Kedei Shelo L'Hashrichai Ba'orchem, and yet Orchem came, right?
And they were Malachim, they were
angels. No,
Orchem came. But that's not even what I'm talking about.
No, that's a side question. Not at all, right.
That's a side question. Yeah. It's a good kasha. It's like that's your only kasha.
Well,
there are a lot of kashas. But this kayach of Bittul HaTeva, that's a koyach that Avraham Avinu gained when he did the Bris Milah. Say me'at stagninas shelcha. Stop looking at the Teva. The Teva doesn't exist for you. Hayitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. It's Mamash that Lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off the hester of Teva. For Avraham Avinu. It's Mamash. It's exactly the same Lashon. Unbelievable. That's the inyan of what's happening over here. Avraham Avinu found out that he's an Arul. Avraham Avinu was Neifel. Avraham Avinu fell down. Because a guf that's not Kaddish can't sustain the Hashras Hashchena. After Avraham Avinu did the Mila, now his guf is Kaddish, now his guf could sustain Hashras Hashchena. Because he was Mekaddish his guf. So Bikei Shlamet, he wanted to stand. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in response to the Bikei Shlamet, because you can stand, because you can stand, which shows that you are shaylit on your guf, you are machnes kedusha into your guf, you are machnes hashras hashchina into your guf. That affects say Hayitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. That affects that you are machnes kedusha into the world. You are machnes hashras hashchina into the world. That now the besulecha and her besulim could come back. That now when Beis Din says that today is Rosh Chodesh, it becomes Rosh Chodesh that day. The stars change for Beis Din. The Teva becomes reactive, just like the guf of Avraham Avinu became reactive to Kedusha, the Teva becomes reactive to the Psak of the Dayanim, to the Psak, the Din Torah of the Dayanim. This Hachna, which the Medrash Rabbah, when it brings this Indian of Elikim Nitzav Adas Kel in the beginning of Parshat Yitro, calls it an Anova. A humility on the side of on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this hachna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressed in Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands where the Dayanim sit. The ones who sit, when you walk into a courtroom and there's people sitting and there's people standing, who's making the judgment and who's accepting the judgment? How does it work in a courtroom? The people standing are the ones accepting the judgment. The people sitting, they're the judges. They're the ones paskening. Elokim Nitzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands, Va'adas Kel. When the Dayanim are paskening shiles, they're the Yoshim. Shev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram. You are Mekadosh Yaguf so much that Bikei Shlamoi, that now you're able to stand. Shev, sit. You be Kaveya. Va'ani Amoi, I'm going to stand. I'm Machnia myself to you. I'm going to change the world to react to what you say. Rav Tzadik points out, and there's an interesting pasuk in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, It says that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu, Vayechal ledaber itay, he finished speaking to him, Vayal elekim me'al Avraham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up from on top of Avraham. It doesn't say that anywhere else that that's what happens. Interesting. Tzaddik says that Mikan Vinyanav, from here we learn out that until Avraham Avinu had the Bris Mila, whenever Hashem finished talking to him, he left. And the reason it says it here is because it wants to contrast that this is the last time this is going to happen. From now on, there's a different Hanhaga. It used to be Hashem assigned to tell Avram, you appear to Avram. He's finished? What are you doing? You have to tell someone something. You go over to them, you speak to them. When you're finished, you leave. Vayechala davari, so you finish speaking to them. Vayala likimi, al Avram. Rav Tzaddik says, and the truth is, that there's not, that's not such a special madrega. The same thing like Megayim. Same thing like by Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell Bilam something, he appears to Bilam and tells Bilam something. And when he's finished, he leaves. Which is interesting, because when Rashi spoke about Avram falling, he also brought Bilam. The Rashi I mentioned before, Vayipal Avram Alpanov, he says that he fell down, Zeo Shenema Bilam, just like it says by Bilam, Naifel Agluye Naim. He fell down. When Hashem finished talking to him, Hashem left. Hashem communicated with him. So we asked, Avram says, if not for the Bris Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have revealed himself to me. Radal here on the Medrash says, Afshe kvar nigla lo mikodem gam kein, even though he already revealed himself to him, before, Mikol Mokoim Achar Hamila Zocha Legiloi Madrega Gedoyla Yoiser. After the Mila, he was Zocha to a different type of Nevuah, a higher Madrega of Nevuah. The Tzaddik says that that higher type of Nevuah is expressed by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram for no apparent reason. It says nothing to him. Vayera Eilav Hashem. What is that coming to say? What do you see from the fact that Hashem appeared to him for no apparent reason? That I'm not appearing to you because I have to tell you something. I'm appearing to you because your guf right now is a mishkan for the Shekhinah. It's a merkava for the Shekhinah. Right now, you are so makadish yourself that the Shekhinah is comfortable by you. I don't have to leave the minute I'm finished talking to you. You became a mukkan that's hospitable to a person. So let's you go back to our mashal. You have to tell somebody something. But it depends how much you like hanging around in their house. If you're not so comfortable hanging around the house, you go in, you give your message, and you leave. But if you feel welcome there, if it's a place that you feel comfortable, so then you'll go in, you'll give your message, and then you'll hang around a little. Sometimes you'll come for no reason. You don't have to always have a message. The Torah wants to show that after the Mila, Avraham Avinu said, if not for the Mila, I would have never had this chus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just appears to me, just because I became close to Hashem.
Doesn't the Medrash say that there were three reasons why the Malachim?
That's the Malachim, no, but that's a separate thing. Mm-hmm. So you're going, because there's Rashi says, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, when it says, V'yeri Elo Hashem, that maybe that's referring to the Malachim coming. But the Pashup Shat, and that's what Tzaddik is learning, is that there's two things happened. Hashem appeared to him, and then while he was sitting there together with Hashem, he saw three Malachim. That was a separate thing. Mm-hmm. But this is really Hashem appearing to him, like a Nevuah, without words. An amazing thing. Hashem just wanted a visit. Hashem feels comfortable there. He was Mekadosh's guf. He got a Bris Mila. Hashem feels comfortable. That's what Reb Tzaddik says. It's in the first shtick of Reb Tzaddik on this week's parasha. The pasuk says that Malachim move very quickly. Hachaya is ratzoy v'shoiv. The Chayis HaKadosh, the Malachim, run back and forth, Kemara HaBazak, like lightning. How come we can't do that? How come Malachim can move so fast and we can't? Because because we're weighed down like Ashmis by being physical. Baharaya, if you're running somewhere, the heavier the load that you're carrying is, the slower you run. You want to slow someone down? What did they do, Amol, in Greece, when they wanted to slow someone down? They attached a big heavy iron ball to his foot. And he was much heavier. He was much more weighed down. It's hard to run so fast. The more physical a person is, the more it's difficult for him to be bizrizus. It's difficult for him to hurry. The words of the Mesilas Yesharim, Vitira, and see, Ki teva ha'adam kaved ma'oid, the nature of a person is very heavy. A person is very heavy. Ki afrius ha'chumrius gas, because the physicality is thick. Al kein, therefore, lo yachbay ta'adam b'tayrach u'malacha, a person doesn't have a desire to work hard. A person doesn't have a desire to work hard. A person's physical. So Mimela, at this point when Avraham Avinu is Mekadesh his guf, at this point, after the Bris Milah, when Avraham Avinu lifts up some of that physical guf and makes it more ruchniistic, he's mekadesh his guf. He removes the arla. Avraham Avinu's running. He's running. Vayaratz Avram, Yalabaka Ratz Avram. Yishmael also got a Bris Milah, right? Vayamahar Lazar says Yishmael ran too. He was an aliyah that was less physical. Vayamahir and Ratz, Vayamahir and Ratz. The Maral says that even though it's everything that we said until now is true, that the Bris Milah was an aliyah of the guf of Avraham Avinu, but he says the Akedah was also an aliyah of the guf of Avraham Avinu. The Akedah, the willingness to kill his whole future, or the willingness, or looking at it from the perspective of Yitzhak, the willingness to be killed, is not just being Mekadosh the Guf, but it's an announcement that my whole Guf just exists to serve Hashem, and if Hashem wanted I shouldn't have my Guf anymore, I'm willing to give it up. It's the ultimate Hisgabrus, the ultimate victory of the Seichel over the Guf. Going to the Akedah. And the Mela, the Maral says, it says when Avraham Avinu was heading towards the Akedah, Vayachavoshes Chamoyre, and he saddled his donkey, he had to take control of his Gashmias. He sat on top of his Gashmias. He took control of his Gashmias. And what happened when Adam fell? What happened when Adam fell? What happened when Adam did his chait? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ofarata v'yalofartasha, you're gonna die. Ofarata, you're physical, you've become more physical. Ofarata, you've become more physical. V'yalofartasha, and you're going to die. Avraham Avinu now was zeichet to restore the madrega of Adam to the point that by the Shasa Akedah, which was the ultimate giving up the guf, it says that Yitzchak, his neshama went out of him, and Achash Baruch Hu restored his neshama. Omad Yitzchak ve'omar, Baruch atah Hashem mechaye ha'meisim. Yitzchak got up and he said, Baruch atah Hashem mechaye ha'meisim, mikan letchiyas ha'meisim in ha'torah. Chiyas HaMeisim is the answer to Ofaratav Yelofar Toshuv. No, I'm not going to die. Suddenly it takes death and turns it into a deep sleep. Death is a permanent death. In a Yerida, a death. But that's not what happens anymore. Now Klal Yisrael don't die. We don't die. Afar atav yal afar tashav. Rashiva told me many, many years ago that that's why we yidn are noyik to call a cemetery a beis hachayim. So most people think it's lashon sagi nor, like they're not chayim, we call it a beis hachayim. We don't want to call it a beis hamesim, we call it a beis hachayim. But he said, no, it's because we want to point out, you think they're dead? They're not dead. That the world chayis hamesim is happening, a beis hachayim. It could be, that that's the pshat in the Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Chayis Sara. It says that Sarah, as soon as she heard the news of the Akedah, her neshama went up. And the Midrashim bring different pshatim that Sarah heard that Yitzchak did want it, that Yitzchak was killed, so she died from shock. Or that Sarah heard that Yitzchak didn't want to get killed, so she died from disappointment. But the words that Rashi says, Miyad Shashama Shmos Akedah Parcha Neshmasa, sound like, almost like, she couldn't die until she heard about the Akedah. When the Akedah happened, now she could die. You know why? Because Tchias HaMesim was established. And the Yid couldn't die until there was Tchias HaMesim. After Tchias HaMesim, the Asher Shom HaShmur Sakid, oh, there was a Baruch HaTah HaShem HaChayah HaMesim? Okay, now I can give my Neshama temporarily back to the Rabbanu Shalom.
She only died after she found out that she told Amari that Avram Shechted
him. That's a different Midrashim, but the point is that the Chazal are telling us that it was Tali in the... It was Tully in the Akedah. So maybe. Ulai, saying Bederach Ulai. We mentioned many, many, many times the recurring theme that the Malachim didn't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create Adam. The Malachim said not to create Adam. Mo Enosh Kisiv Karenu Uven Adam Kisiv Kedon. And in Adam's Yerida, Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Noach, the ani hinini mevi mabul al haoretz, and I am bringing a mabul. Rashi says hinini maskim, hinini muchan lahaskim im oisin shezer zuni ve'omruli moenash. He says grena ve'adam kisef kedenu. I'm prepared to agree to those who told me don't create Adam. The Malachim said don't create Adam. Look what can happen to an Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Adam fell to the madrega of Noach, taka. Look what happened to Adam. Look what happened to Adam. Imagine what a turnaround happened. That Avram and Yitzchak, it's mamash, this is like an amazing thing. That Avram and Yitzchak so restored the godless of Adam that when it looked like Yitzchak was going to be killed, the Malachim were crying. The same Malachim that told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Enosh Kisiv Karenu. The same Malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Malachim arrived, look what happened to Adam. These Malachim are telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it. This Adam is Chashev. It's a Pella. You see the tikkun of Adam. You see how Adam was misakin himself. So the Bechiyah of the Malachim, let's translate for ourselves. What's the cry of the Malachim? The cry of the Malachim is a demonstration, is a declaration of the tremendous godless of Avram, that he was Taka Chayzer to the Madreig of Adam Arishim. That's what the cry of the Malachim is.
Even bigger.
That's the cry of the Malachim. That's the tears of the Malachim. That's what they represent. They fell into the eyes of Yitzchak and they affected the eyes of Yitzchak. Then something happened. Yitzchak had two children. One's name was Yaakov and one's name was Esav. And Esav's wives were being makter k'tayres to Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov was the one who was going to carry on the torch of being the true Adam, the Shleimus Adam, Shufrei the Yaakov, Kein Shufrei the Adam Arishan. Yaakov Avinu's appearance, the Gemara says, was like Adam Arishan. Yaakov was the most daimed to Adam Arishan. And Yitzchak was going to choose the wrong person to give the brachas to. He's going to choose Esav. But the tears of the Malachim that were nirsham in his eyes, the effect that declaration of the Malachim had on Yitzchak affected him in a way that would assure that Yaakov would get the brachas and not Esav. In other words, the roishim that he had in him, that schus of restoring the Milas HaAdam affected him, that his guf responded by becoming blind, so that the brachas should go to Yaakov. And if that's true, then all three pshatim, and we have a Kabbalah that when Rashi says a few pshatim, there's a relationship between all three pshatim, and then all the pshatim, all three pshatim in that Rashi are saying the same thing. The smoke of the Avodah Zarah blinded his eyes. The smoke of the Avodah Zarah blinded his eyes, prayer number one. Davar Acher, the tears of the Malachim. Davar Acher, the third shot, Kidei Shayito Yaakov is a brother. So that Yaakov should get the brachas. Notice the third shot is, we'll see Yaakov Dishmai, that he got blind, so that Yaakov should get the brachas. According to what we're saying now, it could be that all three shotim are true. The tears of the Malachim affected him, so it was near Sham, it was affected within him. This declaration about that Adam is taka worth being an Adam. Adam taka proved himself. The Ashnan Shalelu was a big problem. Because Esav was involved in Avodah Zarah, Esav was a Rasha, Esav married women that were makter in Avodah Zarah, it wasn't appropriate to continue that Surah of Adam with Esav. So therefore Yitzchak became blind, so that Yaakov, who's going to be the proper carrying, the proper torch of other mission, should accept the brachas.
How does it go on with it?
It's all one thing. The roshim that the Malachim had on Yitzchak, the roshim that had in his eyes is this realization that Avram and Yitzchak by the Akedah were matzliach in creating that tremendous Surah Sadam. Hang on a second. I have to stop with one. So therefore, when it became a problem here, if Yitzchak is going to give the brachas to Esau, that it's going to spoil that Surah Sadam. But if he'll give the brachas to Yaakov, it won't spoil that Surah Sadam. So because of the bad effects of Esau, and because Yaakov had to get the brachas, the tears of the Malachim affected him, and he became blind. Ulai. I'm throwing it out. My brother Ezri just went to Pachad Yitzchak to learn, and he did me the favor of writing down what Rabbi Anderson said the last two times he spoke. And I read it today in the car. I drove to New York. I read it when someone drove me to New York, I read it in the car. And he's talking about something else about Avraham Avinu, a different mida about Avraham Avinu. But he said he brings there the Chazal of the Chayav Adam Loimar, a person is obligated to say, Masai Yagiyu Maisei L'Maisei Avoisei, when will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? And he says over there that, of course, we can't dream that our actions are going to be like the actions of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Beyond our possibility to dream such a thing. But at least a tiny little bit, a tiny little bit, at least an achiza, a drop, we should be able to say that my actions are a little bit like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I think the pshat in this chazal, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, I think the pshat in this chazal is not that when will my actions be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Because then it should have said, "Chayav Adam Leimer Masayiu Maisai Doimim LeMaisai Avraham Yitzchak." When will my actions be similar to the actions of Avraham Yitzchak? Or Masayiu Maisai Kim Maisai Avoisai. When will my actions be like the actions of my forefathers? So it doesn't say that. It says Masayagiu Maisai LeMaisai Avoisai. When will my actions reach, like to touch, to be magia, to get close, LeMaisai Avoisai. And that means that the Avos HaKadoshim, or our forefathers, it's not just a historical perspective, but it means that whatever we learn, whenever we reach an opportunity to understand something about the Avos, we're really reading something about ourselves. The Avos are our Metzius. We have in us the Midas of the Avos. Anything that we'll learn or discover about the Avos is pounding inside of us. Masa yagiyu maisai. Lamaisai avaisai means, when will my actions be a reflection of the actions of my forefathers? When will they reach a point? When will my actions reach a point that they reflect the midas that my avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, put into me with their actions? It doesn't mean that I should do the same actions as them. But maisai avaisai affected me in a certain way. Masa yagiyu maisai. When will my actions reach such a point that they're a reflection of maisai avaisai? When will they be connected to maisai avaisai? When will they be a proper result of maisai avaisai? And in that sense, we have to learn Chumash Bereishis very, very carefully. And it's a tremendous responsibility for us, and it's also a tremendous chizuk for us. This whole inyan of the Kedushas HaGuf that Avraham Avinu put into the Bria, put into Klal Yisrael, it's a reality that exists inside of us, a Kedusha. We have real Kedusha inside of us. We don't even know what Kedusha means, but we have it. We have tremendous potential, tremendous capacity for Aliyah. Look where our Avos are. Look at the Akedah. Look at the Bris Milah. Look at the Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. We have a tremendous capacity for Aliyah and for Kedusha. In our world. And that's a gewaltige chizuk and a boost for us at any point in time, in any matzah that we find ourselves in, to remember, I'm not just any girl, I'm not a civilian, I'm royalty. I'm the children of kings, of Ha'adam HaGadol, a new type of person, and there's no similarity between me and a guy. There's just no similarity. It's almost like watching a play, looking at the world. There's an election coming up in a few days. Very important election, perhaps. I don't mean to knock the importance of when things happen in history, they affect us. But to a certain extent, like, we're watching the side dishes, the decorations on the table. We're the main dish. You have to remember that, and the world doesn't look that way. There's a Pirkei Belazer that says that when the four kings went to Muhammad against the five kings, Pirkei Belazer says that they said, "Let's go make war with Avraham Avinu. We'll chap loit, Avraham Avinu will come and fight with us, and we'll make war with Avraham Avinu." When you learn the Pesukim, you don't see that. You don't see looking at the four kings are fighting the five kings. It was a rebellion. They happened to capture loit. Maybe they captured a couple hundred other people. And Avraham Avinu felt bad to bevel for loit, so he came to fight with him. Pirkei Avos says, no, that's not what's happening. They said, "Boy nasa milchama im Avraham. Let's go make war with Avraham." So we see from there that sometimes the way things occur in the world, you just don't see the panemius of what's really going on. It looks like the main thing that's going on right now is that either George Bush or John Kerry are going to become president next week. That's the main event. You think in the world there's a terrorist threat, there's a war going on. Those are the big events in the world. And crowded away in a corner somewhere in Waterbury, Connecticut, is a little yeshiva with people learning. It's very, very nice. It's very spiritual. It's not really what's happening. What's happening is what's going on in this world stage. And it's exactly the opposite, just like the whole four kings with the five. It's exactly the opposite. What's going on the world stage, what's going on by the Rabbanim Shalom, what's going on in the Hashgacha, is that there's a yeshiva in Waterbury, or in Brooklyn, or in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever there are yeshivas. That's the main thing that's going on. That there's Talmud Torah. There are Yidden doing mitzvahs. There are Yidden undertaking to do difficult projects, to do important mitzvahs, to cover difficult limudim, to perfect their avodas Hashem. There are people. That's what's important. Okay, all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to pull the strings to make sure that eventually Mashiach could come and the Ummas are exactly where they're supposed to be and everything is set up properly. So in order to enable Klal Yisrael to continue to shtay, okay, either Bush will become president or Kerry. It's a side thing. It's like when a guy is building a house and like he celebrates when the painter comes to paint. That's not when you celebrate. You celebrate when the people move in. This is the painting. It's the backdrop. It's the scenery. where we're at is Masechet Bava Metzi, and that's what's going on. People will be very disappointed. Let's say they'll meet Eliyahu HaNavi. Just imagine a fantasy scenario for a second. You meet Eliyahu HaNavi, so you could find out anything for now. So you go to Eliyahu HaNavi with all the excitement. You say, Eliyahu HaNavi, tell me, what's really going on in the world? He'll be like, the mayor is learning Suvis, and Waterbury is learning Mitzia, and Chaim Berlin is learning this, and the Tarvadas is learning that. And that's what's going on? Yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, who's going to win the election? The election? You also want to know what they're going to serve for lunch. And like, it's not important. That's not what's happening in the world. It's a side issue. It's a side discussion. What's happening is Machir Deshaya Bebeis HaMedrash here. That's what's happening. Avraham Yitzchak, we're the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The whole world was created for us. Eila tell the Shemayim Varas Behivaram, the Pasuk says. And the Chazal say, Behivaram, when he created them, is Oisias Avram. The world was created for Avram and for his children. The whole world is surrounding us. Surrounding us. And you just don't see it. It just doesn't look that way. I could just point out, is there a sitter behind you somewhere? You check out all the way on the bottom on the left side. Okay, I'll take the sitter. All right, fine. In the Hallelujahs every day, we have a Hallelujah that says Hallelujah Hashem and Hashemayim, Hallelujah Emorim Malukam Alach of all the Shemayim, and then we have this. That's the first half. The second half of this Hallelujah is Hallelujah Hashem and Haaretz. What's going on in this world? What's going on? Let's see. It's Aretz, right? Let's see. Taninim v'chal tahaymais, the fish and the depths. Eishu v'orot, fire and hail. Shelag v'kiter, snow. Ruach sa'ara, wind. Ehorim v'agvois, mountains and valleys. Eitz peri. Chayen behema. Remes v'tzipar kanof. Kings. Princes. Bachurim v'gam v'suvois. Zakeinim im na'arim. A whole list of things. This is a funny thing over here. Well, who's the whole world surrounding? It's surrounding the people. The Zakenim and the Arim, the Bachurim and the Sulais. That's the whole point of the Bria. It's like set up funny. The world is set up funny. The whole world is thanking Hashem, the mountains, the people, the trees. Like makes it almost seem like the person is Agav, and really, he's like Marashiva. Were you there then? When he spoke in Shayashu a few years ago? He said, like, the Adam is the conductor for this orchestra. The whole orchestra of being Mahal Shem Hashem. The Adam is the conductor. He's like sneaks in, like in the end, a few things about Adam. Because that's what the world looks like. It doesn't look like the center of the world is Adam. The whole big galaxy. There are scientists that will tell you that it's silly to think that the world was created for Adam. It's just so big and such a small part of it has Adam in it. So that's a side thing. We're a speck. We're a grain of sand floating in the world. We're nothing. You don't see it. But we have to remember it, that B'nai Avraham Yitzchak, we're the center of the universe, where all HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all his faith in us, and we have all the capacity for Aliyah and for Kedusha. And that's a pride. We have to go out there fearing that pride. It gives us a lot of hope for the future, and a lot of reason to keep fighting sometimes when we're down.